you feel about last time when I did the thing where we just kind of rolled
into
it? Just
a random recording? Yeah. I was fine with that.
Okay. You got to tell your Santa
Squatch. Santa Squatch story?
Yeah. Yeah. Anything come of that?
You ever wondered about how domesticating animals works?
Yes.
And do you have an answer for it? Because I don't.
Oh, yeah. I listened to an episode of Radiolab where they talked about a guy who was domesticating foxes.
Okay. So I listened to that too, actually.
Yeah.
And how would I go about doing that, but with a completely, other side animal, like a leopard or something? Like, completely on the other side of the spectrum. Like, completely wild.
Well, if you did what the
like
guy...
Like a snake.
If you did...
Like a python.
If you did that, like the guy in the Radiolab episode, you would just... keep breeding them, and the ones that let you pet them, you would let live, and the ones that...
I feel like a snake would let me pet them regardless.
Yeah, but you'd have to get, a dangerous one, like a rattlesnake.
Or an anaconda.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 3 of 2-Bit, the number one gaming podcast recorded in my spare bedroom. I'm Scott Petty, and with me, as always... What's my dumb little thing I wrote up for you?
I don't know.
The opposite of the Dos Equis guy, Jose Murguia.
How are you doing today? I'm Jose. It's the opposite, right? What's the opposite of the Latino male?
I think the idea was...
Russian?
I think the opposite of the Dos Equis guy is the most boring man in the world.
Hello. Whenever I don't drink this, I drink Tuzis.
That's what country is that from? Some people from that country
Ruskovia.
Can. Okay, so no one can get mad at you.
Oh, well, I'll be fine.
You're like the Dos Equis guy, being like, yeah, I got an extension on my taxes, and I just finished them in October. So that's kind of all I've been up to since we last talked. Anyway, thanks for joining us again this week. It's been such a busy news week.
Yeah,
we have so much cool stuff to talk about.
Do we really?
No, it's going to be good. Everyone should still listen and like us. Please like us. We're going to say that every time. And we're going to start getting trolls that are just like, kill yourself. And I'm going to be like, okay.
Like, well, they told us to. Maybe they'll like us if we do it.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get someone else to do it. We'll get two better people to host this if we ever decide to die.
Oh.
I'm going to also clear my throat into the mic this entire episode. So what's up, Jose? What'd you do?
Oh, man, I finished Final Fantasy 15, pretty much.
Before we continue
but
with that.
I'm not going to go into it. I'm going to keep going into what else I was doing, but...
I would like to say that at one point, I'm going to say 50 episodes in.
Okay.
I will either do this or I will ask someone to do it, where we have an oh, man supercut of every week when I ask you what you're up to and you say, oh, man.
Oh, man.
And it's going to be 55 times of you saying,
see,
oh,
you
man.
You shouldn't have told me that, because now I'm going to be more conscious about it, and now that won't exist. Now it'll be like, hey, dude.
Now you're just going to be like, and just vomit in your mouth. That's how you took me. All right, so you finished Final Fantasy, which we'll talk about in a little bit. What else?
And then after that, I needed a palate cleanser, because I was like 20 hours of just...
Was it a Pallet Town cleanser?
A Pallet Town cleanser. I didn't play Pokemon, no. That would have been good if I played Pokemon, though. Stop it.
Okay.
Don't look at me like that. Played... Well, started Last of Us, like you told me to.
Oh, yeah. How far into that did you get?
Two hours.
Okay.
Maybe around there.
So not bad.
I'm really bad at shooters, I realized.
But it's not much of a shooter, though.
So, people have played it, right? This isn't a spoiler, right?
I don't think... If you...
When they first introduced the infected to you.
Yes.
And they're like, yeah, kill one, stab one, and like choke one, and then sneak behind the other guys. And I shot one, and then it came running at me. And as soon as like I lifted my gun up, I said, I'm bad at shooters, and immediately started missing all my shots. And I just punched it to death.
And did it die?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you said to death, so I guess that makes sense. So like, what was the last story beat? And if you are worried about spoilers for whatever reason, skip forward like 2 minutes.
Okay. Fuck, I don't know. I am running away with one of the Firefly guys, the Firefly lady.
Okay.
Firefly lady.
So you're not super far in then.
No, definitely not. I haven't met Ellie yet, so.
Do you feel like, oh man, but you saw the intro. The intro made you cry.
Oh, yeah.
You bawled your eyes out for 15 minutes?
I got very teary-eyed, yeah. I didn't cry because I knew it was going to happen.
But you're going to play this and you're going to be stoked. The ice is a great idea in these cups of water, so it makes a lot of clanging when we move it to our mouths.
What if you can't hear it? Now you just told everybody.
So I did that dumb question bag thing, 2 or 3 episodes ago.
Yeah.
Which even though no one gave me any criticism on it, I'm assuming is going to be the worst part of this podcast ever in all of
well,
the episodes.
Unless we get like actual questions from people.
Oh, no. Yeah, we'll definitely do that. If you have any questions, 2bitpod@gmail.com. That's the number 2. We'll still do that, but they were all me doing dumb impressions, which I knew were dumb impressions, and Jose made me feel bad about.
I'm sorry. It's just Ringo, or was it Paul McCartney?
I don't even remember.
Was it Ringo?
I think it was Paul McCartney. No, Ringo's still alive. I mean, they were real, though. Those were real.
That was
MP3s
a real Ringo.
From people.
Yeah. Ringo
but
Starr.
After editing it, I used, you know, like noise reduction so it doesn't sound all crazy, and no. It just took out all the sounds of the bag.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't really notice that.
So if you listen to it, me and Jose were just slamming the bag around and pulling stuff out of this plastic trash bag, basically, and it made no noise. So I had to cut out a lot of the silence, and it took a lot more time than it should have. And then anything besides The Last of Us?
Went to go see Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange.
Strange. Good movie. Really good movie.
I've heard it's really good. I have not
seen
it.
Super slow, though.
Yeah, but I mean, is that necessarily a bad thing?
No. It was good. Yeah. It was like the pace that it was going was pretty good. And I didn't know that Mads Mikkelsen.
You know, I learned it's pronounced Maz, no D.
Really?
I mean, it has a D, but the D is silent. Okay. So it's Mads Mikkelsen, which is kind of less cool, but it's still better than Scott. Or Jose.
No, not better than Jose.
Yeah, Jose is pretty unique. There aren't like millions
not,
of people in the world.
Especially not in LA.
Yeah, where you're from. So people... Wait.
I have ice in my mouth.
Oh my God. Jose and Julie's eating ice. Spit it out in my hand. Spit it out in my hand.
Yeah.
Thank you. No. So that was it or what? What you got?
And then I caught up on some anime after... playing 20 hours of Final Fantasy. I'm like, you know, it'll, you know, be totally different than
what
going
was it
like a
was it
J-pop
2D
group.
It was 2D anime,
was 2D anime
you
yeah.
went from 3D anime to 2D anime,
yeah.
So it was super different. You couldn't see how deep they were.
No.
what anime did you watch? I don't watch anime. Do you even say what anime did you watch, or do you
know.
Say show or?
I usually say show just because it makes me sound less weird at work, but
I mean, but I think especially a lot of people probably listening to this love anime.
Hope so.
I'm sure.
Because if not, then I'm just talking to nobody.
I mean, we currently are, pretty much.
Guess.
No, see, the thing is, I think you have a lot more relatable stuff than I do out of everyone.
Well,
people like you more. I haven't gotten any feedback from anyone, but people like you more. They say you sound less stupid.
Really?
I already told everyone you were more handsome than me.
So what can I do to get you to watch anime?
I don't know. We've talked about this before. Mm. And we've talked about maybe doing a podcast about anime, because I don't dislike anime. I just never got into it. Like, even as a kid, I didn't watch Pokemon or anything, which is usually a lot of people's introduction to it.
Right.
So I don't really know. I guess just do it.
Yeah.
I don't think I can ever watch it and be like, I'm going to watch this by my own volition.
Right. Well, what if I like recommend one to you and I'm like, this one, if this one doesn't get you, none of them probably will.
Well, that brings up a good point. So what I wanted to do was at the end of each episode we do, I wanted to do a recommendation at the end of the episode.
Okay.
So to like me to you, you to me, or us to the listeners, whatever it may be. I haven't even come up with one yet. So what?
You already gave me The Last of Us.
No, but it can be of anything.
Okay,
like,
gotcha.
Like you're really into anime. I'm really into like stand-up comedy. So if I wanted to say, hey, go listen to this, or you say, go watch this.
All right, I'm down for that.
And then, you know, if we want to check it out, we will. And if we don't, whatever.
Okay, I'm down for that.
What else from you?
That's pretty much it, really.
So let's talk about the elephant in the room. You brought a chair.
I did. I brought a chair.
Jose.
So Scott, these past few podcasts, Scott's been providing me with a wooden chair.
It's from,
fine.
From the 1800s.
Totally cool. Whatever. But like every time I tried to get comfortable, it would creak. And I'm like, oh no, it's going to come up in the podcast.
Yeah. It was not good. We found it in a haunted house.
Really?
Yes.
Oh man.
So yeah, but you brought
it into my house.
Yeah. You brought a chair, an entire desk chair over, which isn't small.
No, but it's not big. It's not as big as yours.
And now you're all happy because you can kind of rotate side to side.
Now.
Yeah, I know. I always felt bad you were in that wooden chair.
Well,
but
like I said, I didn't mind it. It didn't hurt my butt or anything. It's just...
It didn't hurt your butter?
It didn't hurt my butter.
Nice. The other The other thing, if you haven't noticed, I have tape on my mic stand.
Oh, you fixed it up and it's super nice.
It looks like Band-Aids, but it's not.
I thought it just looked like decorative tape.
It is decorative tape. My girlfriend has a lot of decorative tape, which I didn't know was a thing until I met her.
I thought that was just called wallpaper.
It's, well, yes, you're right. It is a bunch of wallpaper.
Which
is
thinner?
No.
How long will it take for me to wrap my whole house in, well, how long?
The outside?
How long, but how much would it take for me to wrap the whole inside of my house with decorative tape to make it look like wallpaper?
I'm assuming you're covering the windows?
No.
Oh.
Around the windows.
So if you were doing the windows, it would take you 4.5 years.
And
if you're not doing the windows, probably like a week and a half.
Okay.
Yeah. You didn't tell everybody, but your house is all glass, basically.
Yeah. Because that's why everybody can see me. I need to cover it.
There are a couple of support structures. You have no curtains. That's actually true, I think. You don't have any curtains. I have no curtains in my house. We're all blinds here, baby.
Mm, you'll get them.
Right. I don't know. I don't think I'm at a point in my life where I can get curtains. I just learned my furnace doesn't have a filter either.
Really?
No one cares about any of this. It was devastating, though, and we're looking to take
care of it. How much is a filter? Like $6?
Oh, man. You know, you can buy boxes for like $6.
That's cool, but I asked you for one.
Oh, fuck you. So anyway, my week, not much going on there.
Oh, yeah.
I busted my head open. Okay. Which I kind of told you about.
That's not... Oh.
So it is okay now. I have a scab there.
You told me you had like some sort of Mandela effect, thinking that it was like...
Yeah.
Wait, first, you didn't even say that. You said like it's kind of like one of those Berenstain Bears thing. Is it Berenstain or is it
Berenstain?
It's Berenstain? I don't believe that.
Yeah, so I thought we had a rounded mantle, which I don't think would have helped me too much in this case.
No.
But I was bending down to turn off the Christmas tree lights, and I just slammed my head into the corner of this mantle, and I hit my head so hard on it that my nose bled. And
Oh really?
Yeah. So I hit the corner, the left corner of my forehead, and I did it so hard. I went in the bathroom. Usually I hit my head all the time because I'm an idiot. So I usually don't check it out, but I was like, I should probably check this out. I go into the bathroom, and I already have blood like starting to go toward my eye. And then I immediately see if I can, like, spread it open.
Mm-hmm.
And I could. And it was about the size of... It was, like, half a dime. It was pretty small, but enough where I was like, dang, I could get stitches for
but
this.
But you didn't.
No, no.
Oh,
instead, what I did is I looked for peroxide. We didn't have it. And so I went over. I ran over to my sister's house, had her clean it up for me, and then put a Band-Aid mostly in my hair.
Did she, like, freak out? Or like, Scott, what'd you do?
No, I came over, and she didn't even... I just said, do you have peroxide? And she said, yeah. And I said, I'm coming over. And then I get there and she's just like, hey, let's talk about normal stuff. And I'm like, hey, well, I have a wound in my head. And so she basically cleaned it up with a little pad and then put a Band-Aid halfway in my hair. So that was fun. And it pulled out a lot of my hair when I pulled out the Band-Aid.
How?
Yeah. You say how or ow?
I said ow, yeah. But how though?
Oh, you know,
yeah,
stickiness,
Band-Aid
adhesion,
stuff.
Adhesion. I kind of almost beat Cluster Truck. We talked about that last week. I got to, so there are like 9 stages that have 10 levels in each stage, basically. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten to the last one, which is the 9th one, and it's hell, and I cannot do it. I'm
like,
bad at it.
Hell, literally?
It's called,
like,
yeah, it's called hell. There's like lava and stuff like that. And I'm not good at it. So
every time I see pictures of like Cluster Truck, it reminds me of freaking Super Hot. Is that what it's called?
Super.
Super Hot.
Hot. It is not like that. No, not at all in any way possible. But I see why they have similar kind of art styles, which is a lot of white, kind
of. A lot of white and...
It's
do
kind
they
of
have
hectic.
Stick figures? Is that what it is? Or am I...
No.
No? Okay.
It's super... No, you're dumb.
Okay.
I played more of the Dishonored.
Did you beat it yet?
No.
So when are you going to move to Dishonored 2?
When I beat Dishonored 1, which will hopefully be this weekend. I'm about to have an entire week off coming up, the week after Christmas, and I plan on... playing a bunch of stuff.
So you said, by the way, speaking of that, you said that The Last of Us was 4 or 6 hours.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's not the case.
Yeah,
I'm
was
like 2 hours
pretty,
in and I'm like,
I was pretty wrong.
Yeah.
By about half.
12.
Yeah, it's probably about, yeah.
12 to 15 or something like that.
I
don't mind.
I just feel like if you wanted to, you could run through it in a day.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But if you're playing
15 hours is still
yeah.
within the day. But
yeah, but if you want to enjoy everything and explore a lot of stuff when you go into, like... Hold on, everybody. My dad's calling me. I'm not gonna edit that out. Someone's gonna hear
so long.
That was so long. We'll see what I want to do. If someone wants to hear half of a conversation between me and my dad, he said the roads are icy. It's winter and there's snow. Kind of knew that already.
The past few days, it's been super cold.
Also, sorry for the unprofessionalism of having my ringer on and then also accepting a phone call.
Good song, though.
Yeah, Paul F. Tompkins singing Skyfall. Mm-hmm. I told you that was my ringtone. You brought it up, and I was like, that's my ringtone. Now you finally heard it. Anyway, what were you saying?
I don't know. What were you saying?
You said something about you said I lied. Dishonored, I'm bad at it.
Yeah.
And then I played Super Mario Run. But we'll talk about that in a second. So.
Yeah.
Oh, I also had a thing of just talking about the podcast in general.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally changed from what the original conceit was.
What do you mean?
Which is we had an idea of like every week we'll bring a thing we want to talk about and then we'll go into like stuff that happened that week.
Right.
And I'm totally fine with it. Because this works better for me. Like, it's a lot more natural. Like, if I had to come and do a research paper on, you know, the history of
Pokemon.
Sponsored video games or something, or the composition, which we can still do. I'm totally fine with that. But the entire conceit has changed. So now it's just us talking about video games.
I'm still digging into, like, old games to see what I have to talk about that I haven't played.
Oh, so yeah. I'm doing the same. Doing like, I have my little Game Boy thing that I've been messing with, so...
Whoa, man.
Now we're going to have burps, too. This is a good episode, guys. You love it. Rate us 5 stars. Leave us a review. We'll read it on...
I'd be cool with 4. It's up to you guys.
No. do 5, and if you want us, do 5, and then talk about us negatively in the review, because it still helps. And if you want to talk negatively about us, Jose will read it, as he promised, in a mean voice.
In a mean voice.
Yeah, so give us 5 stars and then say, these guys fucking suck.
Speaking of mean voices, I was reading Green Eggs and Ham to my cat the other day.
Uh-huh, you do that. Huh? Did they understand it?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Did they... You told me they immediately went and ate Green Eggs and Ham.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're both dead now,
cats. One of them is. The other one's in stasis.
That's its name is stasis,
yeah,
but stasis. It's a grave.
Yeah.
So, first off, you said you didn't play Pokemon.
No.
So you didn't contribute to the global mission, right?
Oh my god! So in my notes,
we don't take notes. We're all spontaneous.
Yeah, sure. But like in my notes earlier, it just says Pokemon Global Challenge.
Yeah. So it was a huge failure.
Do you know the number?
Oh yeah.
Like was it 16 million?
It was a little less than 16.5 million out of a 100 million goal. When I saw it failed, I was like, "Oh, they probably got to like 90 million and then just couldn't do it."
Well, I feel like it's probably because they didn't know that they had to subscribe
to a website or something. Yeah. I saw that.
And, I knew that and I was like, fuck that.
Well, and I also feel like at that point, a lot of people had already caught what they wanted to catch.
Right.
So now you're just going out and catching a bunch of... Like, when I played Ruby and Sapphire, all I could do is go out and catch a bunch of Spindas or whatever they were called.
Spindas, cool.
I was like, I'm going to catch all of them. I don't know what my idea was. So people would just go out and catch all these dumb things they didn't even want.
I feel like they overshot it with 100 million.
Well, obviously, especially because apparently it wasn't clear they had to go log their stats or whatever, or be a part of this website. So it's totally your fault.
Oh, no, I'm part of the problem.
You didn't, you in multiple ways in my life, you are, yeah. besides that, we talked about Final Fantasy 15 a little bit. You beat it.
Right.
Tell me about it.
So I think it's a great Final Fantasy game.
Yeah.
But I have some problems with it. Like, all in all, like, ask me, how do you like the game overall?
How do you like the game overall?
I like it a lot.
Okay. That's our review system.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I do have problems with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still a good game.
Yeah.
But, like, there's small problems that I feel could have been fixed.
Like what?
But, the character development, you don't really get a lot of sense about each of the characters.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that has to have been justified in the anime or the movie.
Oh, Gladesworth.
King's Glaive. Yeah, which I still haven't watched King's Glaive. I watched the anime, but I haven't watched King's Glaive.
Do you feel like if you went back and watched that, maybe you'd have a different appreciation for the game?
Yeah, probably. Okay. King's Glaive, at least. The anime, it just it worked with character development for your friends.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to say more good things about it before I even start talking bad about it.
We're a pretty positive podcast. We're a podcast. Yeah.
But the villain.
Trademark.
The villain is pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I haven't seen a good Final Fantasy villain since.
Is it? Okay, and we should say, are there going to be any spoilers?
No, definitely not.
No spoilers. But is it
I'm
a
not
spoiler?
Even going to say the name of the villain.
Okay, so. I was going to ask if it was a spoiler for that.
But it's
but
a
it
really
was good.
Oh, no, definitely, yeah. He's a pretty good villain. His motives are... They're villain worthy. Like, you see it in most, you'll see like, ah, oh, whatever, that's a dumb reason. No, these are pretty justified.
Really?
Yeah.
Without knowing a ton about the story myself, I couldn't imagine anything feeling justified because I know it only on a superficial level, you know?
Yeah.
Did you feel like by the time you got there, it was actually a challenge, or had you done enough grinding basically? Because I know you kind of ran through it.
Yeah. Well, it's not that hard. Like, the story itself, like, none of that's hard.
Yeah,
it's super easy. Like, once you get like the hang of the combat, you'll be good. There are some parts like around the end of the game, like leading up to the final battle, there's a lot of high level monsters that are really hard to beat.
Okay,
at least at the level that I was at. So I was like, well, I have to figure this out somehow, and I did. And yeah,
so it was enough of a challenge for you then?
It was okay. Like, it's not as hard as other Final Fantasy games.
Yeah, I've seen
a
lot of people, especially ones that have done, you know, the side missions and the hunts and stuff like that, that by the time they got to certain points, they were so overpowered, which is kind of how I get when I play Pokemon, because I really only train my starter. So by the time I'm halfway through the game, I have a level 60 whatever, and then I'm beating up a bunch of level 28s or whatever.
Right. And Noctis, he exceeded my expectations as to what I thought he was going to be. As a character. I thought he was just going to be like some whiny kid. At some points he is, but it's understandable why at that point.
Yeah.
But he grew a lot as a character.
So do you like him? Do you like all of the characters more?
Oh, definitely. I like the other characters more than the main character, obviously.
Obviously.
I feel like there would have been... If they would have drawn out the characters more and shown more from their lives, I would have been more into it.
Did you get the season pass?
I did not, no.
Do you plan on it?
No.
No?
No.
Because it looks like that's what they're intending to do.
I did see that Gladio is getting his own DLC.
Yeah, and that's the first of the premium DLC.
I don't know what they said about it, but I think it goes with the story, kind of.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. I think it's in between the story when it happens, but I'm not too sure. Without spoiling it.
Yeah, so I think their idea is to give all or most of your companions sort of their own little DLC pack.
Right.
So you
I saw the
that
Christmas pack, right?
Yeah, so do you have any of the stuff that's actually in the Christmas pack?
No.
The holiday pack.
No.
That's what it's called. It's a bunch of shit.
Well, costumes, right?
I don't know that they really had costumes. I know they had, there's like a bracelet that makes the game a little more difficult. Like, you can't use magic or something. There are some...
I never use magic in the game.
Yeah, there's like mugs, holiday mugs, like drink mugs.
Okay, cool.
And there are shirts for characters, holiday shirts.
Okay, so like costumes.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess, I don't freaking know.
So does any of that draw you back in?
No.
Either of the DLCs, premium or the free, does that make you want to go back?
Well, actually, I went back today, this morning.
Really?
Yeah. Because this isn't a spoiler. You saw it in the trailer. I got the flying car.
I don't know much about it. I've heard about it.
You just transform it into a flying car and you can travel faster and access a secret dungeon with it.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. It's nice though. It's super cool.
Can you still cosmetically change that one too?
Yep.
Does it just match your current one? Like
No, like it starts over from it turns black again. Then you just have to repaint it again. But
gotcha.
Nothing too bad.
So what about the new game plus that's coming out?
I haven't tried that yet. I'm thinking about it, but I think I might wait for that.
Yeah.
Just because I want to see what other updates they want to do with it.
It's a little weird, too, because they announced New Game Plus, but they haven't announced any new difficulty levels.
Right.
Like, obviously, it's going to be more difficult. You're starting with your abilities that you have and your level that you're at. But if you can't say, I want a higher difficulty, beyond what it is, then you're just going to be in the same thing of grinding and being more powerful at a certain point, I think.
Right.
So I don't really understand the idea behind the new game plus necessarily.
I don't know. I mean, maybe, I honestly don't know. Maybe people that want to replay the story, I guess.
It is interesting that they're doing this at all, though. Yeah. I mean, all the stuff that they're talking about doing is pretty interesting. The cutscenes they're talking about bringing to it, like adding more story to it.
I'm curious as to what the multiplayer is all about.
Yeah, I saw that too. I don't think they really discussed any of it, but it's interesting. And like I said, no one really supports an RPG like this, at least as much of a sort of cyclical RPG, you know, right. More linear one like this is. I know it starts bigger and kind of stems into one smaller thing, but you don't see that too often. Support after it comes out, aside from regular patches and whatnot.
Well, back to what I was talking about, like, once you beat the game, you get transported back to the save before you fight the final boss, and then you can just go explore the world whenever you want.
Yeah,
which is pretty cool. The final boss sequence I thought was pretty cool.
Was it one of your favorite bosses in FF history? I know that's a rough, there have been so many, but
well, like, in terms of Final Fantasy, like, this is a Final Fantasy in name, but the combat system kind of makes me feel like it's not a Final Fantasy game.
Was it? It seems like more like Star Ocean or something in that vein.
Yeah, have you ever played Dot Hack? Like the Dot Hack GU games?
No, but I know you love them, so I think I saw you play them on PS2 and stuff.
Yeah, those, they're very similar. The combat kind of reminds me of that. And then that final sequence reminded me a lot of the
Dot Hack games,
yeah. But it was interesting. It was really fun. And the villain's pretty cool.
So if you had to do a sort of concise, let's say, paragraph review of the game, what would you say?
Like, just say everything that I thought was wrong with it, or?
No, it doesn't have to necessarily be wrong. Just like, I like this, I didn't like this, I could have done better than with this, and this is how I feel.
So all the things that I just said, I liked.
Okay.
Pretty much. There are some problems that kind of bugged me, like, other than like the whole character development stuff, and oh man, I completely forgot. Oh man, I'm having like a brain fart right now.
It's okay. I'll talk to everyone while you get it together. Jose, he's sitting in his nice comfy chair. He's jealous of the tape that I have on my mic stand. He has a fancy one where the XLR. Oh, he's so back.
The hunts, like the little mini quests that you take on.
Yes.
I've heard people talk about it. I was like, whatever, it's fine. You can only take on one at a time.
Yeah.
And you have to go back and turn it in, then get another quest, and same old, same old. And
that's a big bummer.
It is. Because, I mean, you're out there. You're not supposed to go out at night because the monsters are too strong.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go back. If it gets dark, camp out. Go back in the morning, talk to the guy, do the same thing over and over again. That gets annoying. Another thing that they mentioned in that patch was fixing chapter 13, right?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Is it bad?
It is.
Confusing? What's the deal with?
I would say confusing to a point, bad to another, and then I'm just like, because I was playing it, and it's, I don't know if this is really a spoiler, it's just a lot of corridors, and going back forth, and finding keys. And
opening doors and running doors. Through more corridors.
And all of this is, I don't want to, like, I got up, I was playing it, and I hit a certain point. I was like, okay, I'm done, right? This is the end. Got up, something happens, have to do it again.
Really?
And I got up, and I just said, I fucking quit. I'm done. I can't do this. And I went to go make a pizza.
And I remember you threw your controller through your glass house, and it broke half of it.
Now I need more tape, but yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, other than that, like, in all, like, as a collective, I thought it was pretty good.
So your review is, it's good.
It's good.
Good.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's
better than 13.
Yeah. That's good.
Because that was the last Final Fantasy game that I played, and I was like, oh man, this left a bad taste in my mouth.
I haven't played since 10, really. Mm-hmm. 10 and 10-2. So I think once they kind of finish up what they're doing, I'm probably going to jump into it. It'll probably be a year from now, honestly. Right. But I think that's when I'll get into it. Once they have all the DLC out, I can decide if I want a season pass or if they're coming out with a Game of the Year edition or whatever.
But like, also, a thing that I noticed throughout playing the game, it's a totally different Final Fantasy, but I do see where it kind of belonged in the Final Fantasy 13 universe. Like a lot of the designs, you know what I mean? Like the boss designs and the stuff that you're fighting look very Final Fantasy 13-ish.
Yeah, and wasn't, well, this was originally Final Fantasy 13 Versus. Mm-hmm. What did that mean?
I don't know. They had like Final Fantasy Type-0, the one that was for PSP, then got remade to PS4. Used to be called Final Fantasy Agito, I think. Final Fantasy 13 Agito, which also was part of the Final Fantasy 13 universe.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
This is complicated.
They dropped a lot of money into 13 thinking that it was going to be like the best Final Fantasy. They thought that it was going to be another 7, pretty much.
Yeah, which I don't think anything. I think the difficult part is even striving toward that.
Oh, definitely. And I think they kind of realized that, and that's why they announced the 7 remake.
Yeah.
But
and I think it's difficult because like I've talked about The Last of Us a lot. And I know a lot of people are kind of worried about The Last of Us Part 2 coming out. But the difference with that being, there weren't 6 games in between.
Right, right.
Or however, even more than that, given, you know, if you count mobile games and all that, there wasn't that huge gap in between where, oh, well, 7 was the best, but 10 wasn't terrible. And then no one really cared about 11 as much as they hoped. And 12 was actually really good, but not enough people cared. 13 came out and people were kind of thrown off by the characters. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about 13.
13, yeah.
14 came out and it was a bigger hit than I expected.
I like 14, actually.
Yeah, I have a friend in Chicago, Ricky, who he still plays that game. Still really likes it. And then 15 comes out and it's, you kind of had all these experiences in between where you can't really gauge it as well as maybe you would want to.
Right.
So.
But I mean, in all, I think it's a good Final Fantasy game and I'm not going to. Like, the story is great.
Yes.
And I'm going to keep playing it.
Yes.
With the extra content. That's why I'm not going to give it, like, a complete,
yeah,
I guess, a review-ish kind of thing.
Yeah.
But
I'm
down with it.
And we don't really do reviews in a way of, we're never going to say, it's a 7.8 out of 10. But we basically have
we will do a 4 out of 9.
Yeah, we'll do 4 out of 9. No, but I guess what I mean is, we kind of come to it as, I think we can both respect games that even we don't necessarily care about.
Right.
Like, you don't necessarily like GTA 5, let's say, but you understand its clout and how much people love
the
technical achievements behind it.
No, definitely. I look at that game and I'm like, geez, I wish I liked it.
Yes, yeah, so even so as...
I still want to like Overwatch, and I look at that game and I'm like, man, the freaking art direction for this is fantastic.
It's the same here.
Like,
yeah, and so I think we would both be like, yeah, it's a great game. Not necessarily for us, but you should get it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think that's kind of what we're sticking with. Speaking of games I don't really care about, but you do, Street Fighter V, there was a little bit of a leak of information about that. There wasn't too much to it, I guess, but there was a main thing. So one of the things is you can change your music before you get to your matches.
Well, I think that's actually pretty cool.
Do you?
Yeah, because the music in Street Fighter is really good. It's always really good.
So are you going to be one of those people who switches your track before you get started?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Well, I think you'll probably be able to set it as a default, right?
I would imagine so, but I mean, with Street Fighter V being the way it is.
Well, because the way Street Fighter IV had a better way of showing it, like when you're fighting your rival or where you're doing a versus, you can set it to where it plays the song of your rival.
Okay.
And I thought that was really cool because the rival themes are really nice. They're super, they hype you up.
Yeah.
And the way that worked is only you heard it.
And you're defeating the song, too.
Yeah.
Or you're losing to the song, too, which would be my
mostly
case.
Mostly losing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I thought that was pretty cool. It's a little fun thing to add.
The other thing that I really liked was it seems they're going to add sort of an icon next to Rage Quitters.
Yeah.
Which, and I guess another one next to people who actually finish.
Yeah.
So there will be, like, two different...
Penalizing the Rage Quitters and...
Yeah, I imagine the icon next to Rage Quitters is going to be like a baby bottle or something.
Yeah, I hope so.
I want it to be very slanderous. I want them to feel bad. Because it's so... As much as we both love video games, like, do you Rage Quit?
No,
because
not.
You don't care.
I mean, most of the times when I lose, I'm like, well, I lost for a reason because I'm bad.
I'm not good. I could be better. But it's so silly to say, oh, I'm going to jump out of this in the middle. It's like, no, just finish it up. It's a game. I love games, but I'm like, it's a game. Be bad at it. I'm terrible at every shooter. I still love to jump into Call of Duty sometimes, which I call Call of Duty.
Call of Duty?
No of.
Call just of Duty.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
Yeah, that's how everyone says it. I don't think anyone realizes it.
I'll throw Call in. Call of Duty.
I'll come. Oh, boy. But I'll jump into that, and I'm very bad at it.
No.
And I'll still be like, okay, my kill to death ratio was like 0.2, but I still had fun doing it. But I don't know. It's going to add something to the game, I guess.
Oh, definitely. I feel like I hope they make Street Fighter V better. So I've started playing it again.
Do you really think that's going to happen?
Yes.
They did talk about supporting it until 2020, but
I hope so, because
that could just mean leaving the servers up, basically. So,
well, they supported 4 for a while too, in the form
which
of
version
here.
Of it?
That's why the Ultra.
Yeah,
like they supported up to the point where they're like, okay, we're gonna keep making upgrades for it, and you can download the expansions to them.
Yeah,
with the game that you own. I think it's from Street Fighter.
That's so nice of them, and it's free, right?
No, it's not free.
Okay, and no one like you had purchased the game.
Everybody who cared about it, pretty much.
Bought it multiple times.
Well, I own like 4 copies of 4, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I own it for Xbox. I own 2 for Xbox 360. I own the original and then Super.
Yeah.
And then I bought Arcade Edition for PS3. And then I bought Ultra for PS3 again.
So you've put in over $200 into one game.
Not really. Because, I mean, I just upgraded from Arcade to Ultra.
Mm-hmm.
And then same with, well, Street Fighter 4, I had to buy a new one.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So that's over $100 there.
Well, I think I upgraded Super to Arcade Edition on the Xbox 360 too.
Great.
But Super Street Fighter 4 was $40, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's still $100. Which is reasonable. Wasn't this one 60 though? Wasn't 5 $60?
Yeah.
That's absurd. People, they knew releasing it wasn't completed, and people who bought it knew it wasn't completed, and they were still like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, well, people that really like the game, they're going to keep playing it, and at the time, like the people that really play it and do the tournament stuff, they're going to need it, so.
Yeah. After that, we got Yooka-Laylee, which I think you're also pretty excited about.
I am, but I'm a little bummed out that they canceled the Wii U version.
Did you read more into that at all? So, one, shame.
Well, no, like, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I'm not shaming you. I'm shaming Nintendo for their strategy that caused them to cancel it.
Right.
So, they said that they canceled the Wii U version due to technical issues, which I think the technical issue was that no one's buying Wii U's and that they're no longer really being made.
Yeah.
So, to make a game for that would just be a huge money loss. Just toss it out the window. But the developer Playtonic said they're looking into a Switch version.
Right.
So
is that the hint that's saying that, like, here, we're going to cancel the Wii U version, but you can do it for the Switch?
Yeah, basically.
What do you think the framework is for the Wii U? You think it's easy to transfer over to Switch?
Or? I have no clue. It seems so different.
Because, I mean, we're going to talk about another game here in a minute.
Yeah.
That's running Unreal 4, right?
I believe so. So I don't know how it's going to be. It seems like this is their next kind of adult console, if that makes any sense.
I hope so.
To insult people who like the Wii U, but the Wii U had that, you know, that gamepad that looked like a children's tablet.
It looked like the U-Draw,
yeah, exactly. Thing. And it was obviously just plastic and the screen wasn't very good.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, it's still coming out. It got a release date. April 11th,
mm-hmm.
which is a little before your birthday.
Yeah.
So maybe
I'm super stoked for this game, man.
I mean, I'm glad it's coming to Xbox and PS4.
Oh,
like
definitely.
That's cool.
I think I'm probably end up getting it for the PS4.
Is it going to be a full release $60 game?
I think so, cuz they were working hard on it. I know that.
I don't know how I feel about that, cuz all in all, I'm still a cheap person.
Yeah.
And it seems I want it to be great, and I want everyone to come out and say, you have to buy this. It's the best platformer in years.
Did you like Banjo-Kazooie?
I love Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah, that's probably going to be your selling point.
But that was a little different. I was at a different stage in my life playing Banjo-Kazooie.
Well, how much is Banjo-Kazooie? Like $80?
Okay, so, yeah, here's the thing. If you ever go back and look at old games and how much they cost, like you think about the Super Nintendo, and you were like, of course, everything was way cheaper. And it's like, no, like a baseball game would cost you $80 to $100.
Oh, man.
And you look back now, you can get on eBay, of course, for like $5 a lot of times. But you would think, oh, everything's gotten more expensive. But people now pay less for games most of the time than they did back then.
That's true.
For games that have a way more gigantic budget, but there are also more people playing games than ever. So it all kind of balances out for the most part.
Right.
But I do want it to be really good, and like, I want to play it. I know you're worried that you're going to be comparing it to Banjo too much.
Yeah, because I was telling you earlier that I was thinking of replaying Banjo-Kazooie just so I can, you know, because I love the music in Banjo-Kazooie, and it's the same composer that did Banjo-Kazooie is doing a ukulele as well.
Yeah.
Grant Kirkhope, and his music is on point.
Like, I love his song. He's doing an OK symbol with his hand.
Like, I've sent you the link.
Now he's putting his finger through the O and the OK symbol. Oh, now he's moving it back and forth.
Making eyeglasses.
Now they're glasses. Now he's going underwater. Yeah,
but like the music is great, and that's like
your only reason for playing it.
Well, Banjo-Kazooie too, but like I know I feel kind of bad saying that, especially after the whole Mighty Number 9 thing, and I'm like, oh, Mega Man's great. Here's Mighty Number 9, and I'm like, oh, I love Mega Man. I'm gonna compare it to this. That's why I'm kind of scared to compare it.
Yeah, watching the trailer with the announced release date, I was like, this looks pretty good. The only problem I have with the entire game, Banjo-Kazooie, right?
Yeah.
That's two instruments.
Yeah.
Ukulele, that's one.
It is one.
Get your shit together.
But also the chameleon's not wearing clothes.
Oh, did the bird wear clothes?
No.
Then why the do you care? The chameleon makes sense. Yuka is the...
Yeah.
And what does she have? Does she have a bird too?
She's a bat.
A bat, that's cool.
In her backpack, right?
Oh, does she have a backpack? We haven't done enough research into this.
I'm really confused. Does she have a backpack? I think she has a backpack.
Guys.
Or is it just on her back?
We don't do enough research. And guess what? We could look it up, and we're not going to.
No, fact checking's going to kill this thing.
Yeah. If we ever had to be factual in any of our statements, we would not be talking. And no one listens to us for facts.
Right.
Or at all.
It's all speculation.
Even games that have been out for three years, we're like, maybe?
Shovel Knight's in it, too.
Really?
Yeah, as an NPC.
Oh, okay, so you just go talk to him.
Yeah, I think you do quests for him, but I hope you play as him. He looks really cool. His model is really cool.
Aside from, did you just grab at me?
I grabbed a hair that was going.
Oh, it was attached to me.
I dropped it. Right here it is.
The...
Also, the voices for each of the characters like...
Yeah, is that back?
Yeah, it's like the Banjo-Kazooie ones.
Okay. I remember, I'll have to go back into it, but there was a specific way they did all of that that I think you'd be super interested in if you care about the music.
Oh, no, I know how they do that too. Okay. Yeah, it's just, I think it's, a lot of them are Grant Kirkhope, and then they're either sped up or slowed down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just repeated over and over, which can kill you if you do it long enough, but it's still pretty cool. And a bunch of Nintendo shit this week. One of it, the release of Super Mario Run.
And you posted something like that on the Instagram.
On our Instagram, at 2-Bit Podcast. Jose's kind of running it now, so we'll post some stuff there. You can see me in my attire I'm wearing right now, my outfit. Oh. Because one of the perks of recording inside my house is that I'm wearing some sweatpants and a shirt that says I graduated in 2014.
And some Tap Out socks.
And some socks for the MMA company Tap Out.
Do they make MMAs?
Yeah, they make all the MMAs that you see out there.
That's a lot of MMAs.
Yeah, whenever you go and you look on the shelf of MMAs, they make at least 3/4 of that.
Only 3/4?
But I downloaded...
It's like a dollar.
Shut the fuck up. I downloaded Super Mario Run on the 15th when I got home.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
So, is it free?
Kind of.
Okay, so is there a free version?
No.
Okay, so this you just have to pay for the game.
So, what it is you download it for free initially, and you get access to 3 levels.
Okay.
It launches with 24 levels, so it's basically 3 levels and then Bowser's castle.
Okay.
Or the castle that Bowser's in that's not really his castle, you know what I mean. So you get to play those first 3, and then when you're about to go into the boss castle, it's like, hey, you got to buy this, and it's $10.
Just for that castle? Or for the
the levels? No, from what I know, it's all of the levels that exist now and in perpetuity.
So it's free, and then once you get to that point, they're like, hey, if you pay for this, you can have the whole game and what comes.
Exactly.
Oh, then that's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
You said
$10? $10.
That's not bad.
It's not anything too crazy.
I can't.
So, yeah, they haven't. All they've said about an Android version is they're looking into it. They're worried about piracy. So, and Android is big on that, pretty much. Do you have more ice in your
mouth? I have more ice in my
mouth. Why do you put ice in your mouth?
It's so good.
Spit in my mouth.
No.
So they're worried about piracy. And because of that, they have an always-on feature where you always have to be connected to the internet. So if you want to be like in the subway or something and play this, if you don't have, you know, LTE connection or whatever, right, you can't play it. That's kind of a
bummer.
It's a huge bummer, especially
if you're paying $10.
Yeah, so I was in my house playing it, and I don't know if it's because I had so many downloads or so many people playing. Apparently, it got over 10 million downloads in the first day, which I believe is more than Pokemon Go even got, just because Mario is, of course, even more of a household name than that.
Right.
And it brought in over $4 million.
Wow, so people actually bought it.
People are paying for it.
Dude, I'll pay for it, but you know.
The biggest thing was, like I said, I was in my house with Wi-Fi, decent Wi-Fi, a good router, all that stuff. And as you'll see on our Instagram, I kept getting disconnected. Different parts of it, trying to start something up, just going back to the main menu, it constantly said I was being disconnected. So that was kind of an issue. It's gotten better since then. But they actually have enough modes, and it's enough of a sort of new take on the Infinite Runner. Well, it's not even Infinite Runner, but the Runner.
But it just runs automatically. All you do is jump and control this jump trajectory?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, you don't even necessarily have to jump. It's kind of weird. So whenever you see a Goomba, your immediate thing is, oh, I need to jump, time it, land on him, right?
Right.
But what happens is anything that's that small, which is most of the enemies, Mario just vaults over. So he just uses a hand and vaults over. And if you tap on the screen while he's vaulting over it, then you'll jump and you'll kill it. So it's kind of a new thing, but you can still jump up on bricks. You still get mushrooms and all that stuff. Not extremely right now. I'm assuming as you progress through it, because I haven't paid for it. Okay. I'm assuming as you progress through it, it's going to get faster, but it's really not.
Are you going to buy it?
I think so. Okay. I can imagine myself playing it. It is a lot of fun. And it's not like other runners where you're just running, avoiding obstacles. With this, like, there's coin collection, so you can buy stuff to kind of build up your kingdom and everything that.
There's like a kingdom thing?
There's like an overworld. It basically is just an overworld map that's kind of set up like the Super Mario World map in a way. Mm-hmm. And you can place certain buildings in certain spots.
And like, what does that do?
Different mini games that you can play. Some of it's just like trees or pipes and stuff like that for decoration.
That sounds like it's worth $10.
I mean, yeah, it gives you enough.
What, $10 for freaking Infinity Blade? Infinite Blade?
Oh, yeah, Infinity Blade. God, that was a fun game.
It is Punch-Out, but with swords.
Yeah, that was a good game, too. But I'd say my review, give it a shot. Why not? Try it for free, and then if you hate it, don't pay for it. It's that easy. And then the trailer you were talking about earlier, tell us about that.
Seasons of Heaven.
Yeah.
Is it what, like a 40-second trailer or so?
Yeah, about a minute-ish.
And I looked at that game, and I'm like, I feel like the Switch is going to bring the end to, that looks pretty good for a Wii game, for a Wii U game.
What do you mean?
Like, you would look at a Wii U game and you're like, that doesn't look too bad. That looks pretty good for a Wii U game. Oh, as in
if you saw this on the Wii U? Yeah.
Because I saw it and it's running Unreal 4.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty, straining
graphics. For Nintendo, at least.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, they tried to get 3 running on the Wii U, right? Unreal Engine 3 on the Wii.
I have no clue.
They had trouble with it.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But I looked at that and I was like, man, I think it's the end for me ever saying that again.
That Nintendo can't handle something?
Yeah.
I think it might be. It looked very good.
Mm-hmm. And it's based off a book?
Yeah. So did you look into the book at all?
Not at all, no.
So I first of all, it is, from what I know of, is this the first Switch exclusive title that they revealed?
I guess so.
I don't think, obviously, besides Breath of the Wild.
Right.
I'm talking
third party.
Exactly. So we know of course there's gonna be Mario game, a Zelda game, all that stuff, but I think this is the first one they've announced that is third party developer.
I haven't seen much Switch games to be announced other than what, Just Dance 2017, Breath of the Wild and that other one.
Did you also see Nintendo's holiday announcement thing? It was basically just like a Happy Holidays thing, and it showed Link snowboarding on shield, and it looked fun. It reminded me a lot of, if you played Jack 2, he has this little hoverboard thing that you jump on. Yeah, it reminded me a lot of that. But anyway, with this new Switch exclusive coming out, Seasons of Heaven, it's based on a novel by Nico Augusto. Mm-hmm. And apparently the book is about it's post-apocalyptic, which you wouldn't really guess just looking at the game. It doesn't take the normal post-apocalyptic vibe to it. Mm-hmm. But it's a bunch of people who survived the apocalypse and have to survive together in the new world, which looks to be a lot of woods and green and forests and stuff.
Did I see right, but does he have a dog?
Yeah, so okay. I'm the dog is named Annie, aww, which is my sister's dog's name, that tiny dog over there. It's great. I love that dog. And we talked about it with The Last Guardian. Mm-hmm. I'm a sucker for companions, especially animal companions. One of the interesting things is that the boy that you play as is named Jan or Yan. And at least in the novel, I don't know if they'll bring this up in the game, he has Asperger's syndrome.
Oh.
Which is interesting because you don't really see like neurodiversity in games.
Right.
Yeah, I was thinking about that recently, how, not to get like too conflated about this, but you see a lot of, we're starting to see more black protagonists. We're no longer the white guy. Like, you're Latino. Yeah. There aren't a ton. Can you name one game that had a Latino protagonist?
No.
Right? Like, off the top, I'm sure if you gave it like 10 minutes, you might think of one, which he's dead, so you can't even tell. He might be a white guy who just lived in
Gabriel
Mexico.
Gabriel Reyes.
Who the hell's that?
The Reaper from Overwatch.
So
I think he's Latino. I guess I'm not just profiling at this
Guacamole.
Point. Dude, I love that game so much for that reason, too.
Yeah. So we see a lot of jumping out of being the white guy.
Right.
We had these new Tomb Raiders where it's like, okay, you play as a woman, and guess what? You're not staring at her breast the whole time.
Dalsin was a Native American, right?
Maybe. I don't remember exactly. Mm-hmm. And then, something like that, yeah. And then you have, like, Watch Dogs 2, you have a black protagonist. Mafia 3, black protagonist.
Do you remember the whole thing with freaking Prototype 2?
Oh, with him being black?
Yeah.
That time around, people
and
freaked
out.
And
everybody was like, oh, I don't want to play this stuff.
It's
like,
insane.
Oh, my God.
And I remember...
Jeez.
And I remember seeing the first game that did that for me. And granted, I was a child, probably shouldn't have been playing anyway. It was Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Because up until then, I played 3 and Vice City. You play as white dudes.
Two Italians, right?
I don't know if the first guy... I don't know if either of them are Italian, actually.
I think...
there's just a lot of mob stuff in the...
I think Tony.
Maybe. But... I jumped into San Andreas and I was playing as a black guy and I was like, I don't know anything about being black. I'm a white kid. And then I was like, you don't know anything about being a mobster either, affiliated with the mob. You know, you don't know about running around shooting people. And I very quickly got over that as a kid.
Right.
So people who are still out there thinking, oh, I can't get into this story. Like, I know there was still sort of backlash with playing as Emily in Dishonored 2 because you're playing as a woman. Jeez. Or, like, Mirror's Edge maybe didn't sell as well because it's a female protagonist.
Right.
Which, it's all insane. The idea that it takes you out of the story, I personally don't get it. And if that was the case, you'd be taken out of every story because you're a brown person. And
I am very brown, yes.
And just so you know, I don't say that as like a... Obviously, we're friends. I don't say that as any sort of racist
thing.
He does, but... there aren't a ton of games with brown protagonists.
Right.
So you would be taken out of every single game. So the fact that this is showing some sort of neurodiversity, it's not just this, you know, this quote-unquote normal kid going out into the world, I think that's very interesting. That brings... You know, what about kids who have Asperger's syndrome, have autism, who kind of don't feel welcome into games because all they see are these typically, like, these typical kids, you know?
Right,
what I mean?
Right.
Like, they have someone to look into. Like, maybe if you would have seen any Latino characterization in any games growing up, then maybe that would have brought you in a little bit more than it did already.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's very interesting to kind of bring that in and possibly welcome in an entire new audience who now feels represented in a game. And I think that's super cool.
Yeah. I'm like, from what you've told me, I'm getting some Limbo vibes, but like with the journey.
Yeah. That's actually a pretty apt description. Yeah. Because it seems to be an open world game, at least to an extent.
It looks nice.
It looks very pretty. But honestly, a lot of it did remind me of stuff I've seen in the Breath of the Wild, which is long, wavy grass and stuff like that. Not that that's a bad thing at all.
The fact that it can render like single strands of grass is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's it. It's very impressive. And I want it to be good. I want the Switch to be... I want it to blow people away. I don't want it to be a Dreamcast situation, which I think we can agree the Wii U was pretty close to that.
Yeah.
And the fact that, and I, we kind of talked about this. Oh, go ahead.
No, you're good.
The Wii U has been out for however long now and has not, it's the same price as you can get a PS4 these days.
Yeah, which is outrageous to me because I want to buy another one.
You want to buy another Wii U?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I kind of just want like a one without that Zelda gamepad.
Oh, that's what you have?
Yeah.
So you just want an all black one?
Yeah.
You're stupid.
I am, but I mean, if I can get one for $100, I would be like, cool.
Why don't you like it? Because it looks like a bad tattoo?
Yeah, kind of. I would get it if I had the first 3DS that came out with the Zelda engravings, the special edition one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, cool, now I have a matching one. I can put them together and be like, hey, look, I'm a loser that bought these two things. And yeah.
My girlfriend has the Link Between Worlds 3DS.
That's my favorite DS.
It's pretty cool.
Just because it has like the black Triforce on the other side. Yeah. Yep. But
I'm going to let you struggle here.
I don't know what to say anymore.
But anyway, good to see. Again, bringing high hopes for the Wii U, which we also saw is going on tour this upcoming year. And I think we should try to check it out.
Chicago.
So we're only like a 3-hour drive away.
Is that what, like the 17th or something like that?
It is February 17th through the 19th. So okay. If we get there by the 16th, we might be able to see it by the 19th.
I think I'd be good with that. I just don't want to talk to people.
Yeah, I know. That's going to be the rough thing.
Is it be like what, a Best Buy's or?
No, I didn't actually see where it's going to be held. I think it's just sort of their own thing.
That'd be cool with that.
I just want to hold my hand up to his hand and watch it dwarf it in size.
I just want to put my hand up to his hand and be like, you Tarzan, me Jane. I'm just kidding. I love you, Reggie.
Oh, man. Before we continue, I forgot to ask. Final Fantasy 15. They kiss yet?
No.
They still haven't kissed.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So, I don't want to spoil it, but I'll probably tell you afterwards.
Okay. We'll keep it off of the podcast.
Just if you want to know.
Oh, boy. Okay. But yeah, I think we should try to go see it. It's on a first come, first serve basis.
I wish we could like reserve seating or something.
I know. That'd be nice instead of waiting in line. But it also kind of seems like a fun adventure to go check it out. What do you think they're going to have there?
A Switch, probably.
Fuck you.
Breath of the Wild, most likely.
I think that's pretty much it. You think they're going to show... I mean, by then, that's 3 months from now almost. You think they're going to have the new Mario platformer out?
I don't know, probably not.
My dog just broke into the room.
Hey, Penny.
Hold on, Jose, you talk while I get rid of the dog.
Penny, she's really nice. Go, Penny. That was Penny. She's our mascot. She's a chocolate lab.
She's our mascot.
Yeah. Anyway, back to it. Think the new Mario will be out by then? Or...
Not out, but I think they might show it. Am I going to edit that out, do you think, along with that phone call?
We'll listen to it. You should probably end that phone call because your dad wasn't on it.
See, but now if I delete it, people are going to be like, why the fuck are they talking about a phone call this whole time? But yeah, we should check it out as it gets closer, see if it's going to be anything that we actually care about.
Right.
But I think so. The other thing was with the Switch, they had a bunch of like patents. What are you doing? What are you doing? He's doing a square. Oh, Jose's showing me what VR would look like on the on the Switch. So a bunch of patents, the images came out this week, which was very interesting. What are you dancing about?
I hope they call it the Virtual Boy 2.
Oh, they won't.
I know. It's going to be like the Switch Eye or something.
It's going to be called the Switch Face.
VR.
Yeah, it's just going to probably.
Oh, man, I hope not. But did you see like how you like put your tablet in there?
That's a big tablet.
It is.
I imagine it's very front heavy.
The glasses are also going to be like the size of a skateboard.
From what I saw, though, it appears that so the tablet is going to slide into it. So it's going to be more like what they show for Samsung VR or Google VR in that aspect. So it's not going to be like full-on VR, but it did say that it has the capability to essentially warp the image so it looks how it should look if it's in your fucking face.
You think I'll be able to keep the little knobs at the end of it so I can just put the lights on my head?
That's how they want you to do it, is just put your hands right by your eyeballs. But I imagine the helmet is maybe 150 pounds or so. like a diving helmet.
Like the old diving helmets, like yeah, the big
the bell
fish bowls.
Yeah, exactly. And you're just gonna throw it in front of your face. But I mean, it's cool. I'm gonna say that about everything. It's cool,
right?
Because why not? Like, they're already doing the, okay, you can play it docked on your TV. You can do it as a portable system. You can do it also as VR. I don't see anything wrong with that.
What are they going to do with it, though, in terms of games and stuff?
You know? I imagine they're going to warp it, and then you're going to look like you're playing it on a theater screen because right, it's in your fucking face.
Right. Do you remember that every time. What they did with the Wii U with the whole panoramic videos that you had to buy?
No.
Do you remember those?
No.
They had like
some. No.
They have one. They have them on the shop. I don't know if they're free or still on sale still, but they have like people riding gondolas. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, the boats in Italy.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I guess there's some asshole with a camera just looking just around, and then so then you just look at it like panoramically, and I'm like, this is dumb.
Yeah, and how much did you pay for that?
I didn't.
$40.
No, because my tablet's broken.
Is it really?
I still haven't fixed it. No.
No?
I want to, like, it doesn't charge anymore. So I'm thinking it's either the battery, and I just have to replace the battery, or I just buy a new Wii U.
You may have said this, but did you know the Wii could play GameCube games?
No.
I've heard you could put the disc in a Wii.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it can.
I'm so mad weird. About that.
Why?
Because I didn't know it? That.
You didn't really? Really?
It's been like 9 years since that came out. And God, your squeaky chair. Oh, it did it again. I had no clue. If that is true, I'm very upset with myself for not knowing.
Yeah. Did you know that the Wii U can play Wii games?
How? No, it can't.
Yeah.
How?
You put the discs in there and you play.
Oh, wait. I did know that. Yeah. Because okay. But it has that dumb Wii mode that you have to throw it into, yeah, which is that's the dumb. Worst thing ever. And then you have to, like, as soon as you do it, it's like, guess what? Can't use the tablet anymore, you fucking idiot. Why am I cursing so much?
Why are you so aggressive with
it? I'm mad at Nintendo all the time. The other thing was, it showed that it looks like it has a touchscreen.
Yep.
Which people wanted.
Like,
and it should.
Capacitive, right?
Capacitive touchscreen.
Yeah.
Which allows for multi-touch.
Yeah. Which I never really used multi-touch for anything, but.
I mean, you kind of don't have to anymore, but on a tablet that big, I think it will come in handy.
I guess. But I mean, like for games, really?
I mean, you never know what it's going to offer. It could be what if you're zooming in on a map or whatever? I assume it's going to be something pretty general. I can't imagine anything else. Probably switching through your inventory in Breath of the Wild, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Not that you need multi-touch for that, but
I assume there's a mini map on the screen.
Like a radar?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I was playing Twilight Princess not too long ago.
Not to brag.
Yeah, not to brag, but it was on the Wii U, and the map is at the bottom screen on the tablet.
Yeah, which but I hate.
There's a map on the screen, too. So I'm like, well, this is stupid. I just used my Pro Controller and played with that instead.
It's a shame. I'm sure a lot of developers, if you put more ice in your mouth.
There's no more water in there anyway.
Good. I feel like a bunch of developers wanted to be like, can I just have a blank screen and not care about it?
Donkey Kong do that?
Maybe.
Donkey Kong Country Returns?
They're like, no, just throw a map on there so it dies a lot quicker. So it has to blare the light through the screen and kill it because a map is showing. They'll charge it for 9 hours and it'll play for two. It's perfect.
Bayonetta had the whole, you touch the screen and then you the game plays at the same time on the screen as well. And then you can tap it.
Yeah.
That was dumb. It was distracting when I would put the tablet away and play a...
With controller. I only use the Pro Controller. If it gives me the option to use the Pro Controller, I bought it with the Wii U because I was like, I never want to use this damn screen. I hated it. The dock also appears to be a DisplayPort to HDMI dock. So, DisplayPort on the actual tablet?
I don't know. I'm more concerned about the Ethernet.
Yeah, there's no Ethernet connection. But do you?
At
do
all.
You, yeah. Well, that's what it seems. It could change, obviously. But do you still plug stuff in?
Every now and then, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I want it to run well. Like,
get
a better connection.
My router is 80 feet. That's an exaggeration.
Jeez.
Is 25 feet from any of my consoles. So it's all wireless and it's all garbage most of the time.
Right.
But the thing that got me thinking, if it is just an a DisplayPort to HDMI, could you theoretically just not use the dock?
Yeah.
Because you could just get that cable.
But you would still need the dock, right?
For what?
For the graphical boost.
But do you think it's actually going to add something like that?
I'd assume it'd probably give it an extra boost enough to give it better frame rate. But
from what the patents show, it looks, though, like it just shows, hey, this is docked. Therefore, we send a signal from the tablet to let you know, let's kind of get everything going better.
Right.
So if you could just, which I think it's a good thing, if you can just get a cable for it, because if that dock breaks or something, or let's say you want to have the dock hooked up in one room.
Well, doesn't the dock have different components inside of there that will make it, like, once connected, won't it work better?
Here's the thing.
Like maybe extra RAM or something. I don't know computers, man.
Here's the thing. I don't know. Right? I don't know. And I don't think most people know what it actually has in it.
Okay.
The patent itself just basically said, doesn't look like it's going to have an Ethernet port. It does have 3 USB ports, which I'm assuming is just to charge the Joy-Cons, maybe? And it also looks like it's still USB 3 as opposed to the USB-C that people are using these days, moving toward.
So all connected together. Like, say if I were to connect all the USBs into the tablet, right?
Yeah.
How many do you think are going to be sticking out?
What do you mean?
Like the cables connected to it. Like to charge. If I'm going to charge everything at the same time.
How many? Six.
Six cables.
Something.
Connected to like just a wall.
Well, you're gonna have it. So you'll have a cable to your TV, cable to the power, 3 USBs. And then you'll probably just add a cable for fun because you super glued one to the side of your PS4. So you're looking at 5 or 6.
That's going to be insane.
Yeah.
It's going to look like a cyberpunk thing.
Cyberpunk. And yeah, so along with the no Ethernet port, they also didn't discuss, or they didn't really show anything like wireless connectivity for the tablet outside of the house. So much like how the Vita had 3G versions of that, do you think there's going to be anything like that for the tablet?
No.
I don't either.
It's really dumb. So, to be fair, I thought that the whole 3G thing for the Vita was really dumb.
So do you think it's going to work sort of like the 3DS does when you, let's say you do like a Street Pass or something. So that's how you're going to play.
Probably.
After you play basketball with all of your friends, you're going to go at a picnic table and then play basketball on the Switch with 2 tiny controllers on a 6-inch screen with them facing away from each other on tiny controllers.
You ever played a basketball game?
Yeah.
Doesn't it zoom out pretty far out? Or at least for soccer games where you just see ants running
around. It's definitely very different between soccer and that. Yeah. But I've thought about that too. Is it just going to focus on like 5 players on screen at once? That's half of the players, I think, if I know anything about basketball, which I don't. There's more people on the bench than on the floor. Why is that allowed?
I know, right?
Why can you do that? I don't understand.
Why don't they all just bum rush that one person with the ball?
Yeah. Here's my thing. Let's talk about sports for 45 minutes. Ball. Okay, don't say that.
Ball sports.
Okay, there you go. So
wait, is that like a copyrighted thing?
Yes.
Is it really?
No.
Oh.
It's just like how we have to say the big game instead of the Super Bowl. Because that's like trademarked or whatever.
But is sports ball trademarked?
No. Those are just two words that people put together when they want to be like, I don't know anything about sports. I'm such a nerd. I play sports ball. I mean, it's true. But that's like what sports ball is a thing people say when they're like, I want you to know I don't know about sports because that's part of my personality.
Okay.
I don't know about sports and you don't know about sports.
About soccer, about it, maybe boxing.
Only thing, one time you came in my house, you said, I know a lot about soccer. I said, what do you know about soccer? You said, can't use your hands unless you can. And then that wasn't anything.
I'm not wrong, though.
that's the truth. That one guy can use his hands. But here's the thing. He's wearing gloves.
He is.
So he's not even technically.
So the ball doesn't hurt him.
Well, it's just that they're not touching his actual hands.
Right, right.
They're just touching his gloves. So my thought was, why not just hang a bunch of gloves in front of the goal? And then that way you're not touching them with your hands.
Right.
As far as basketball goals, why don't they punch each other more? Basketball goals.
Isn't that now the rugby? Isn't that like hand soccer?
Rugby is like soccer and
hand
football
soccer,
mixed
football.
Together. Yeah. And I remember one day you came in, you said, I don't know anything about rugby, but if I had to guess, can't use your hands unless sometimes you can.
You can't use your hands, can you, all the time?
Well, here's the thing. You say that about every sport. And I remember when I went to one of your basketball games, you were just kicking the ball everywhere and people were getting mad at you. And by the time you left, the ball had all those knots on it, like the ones at school gyms.
No one stopped me.
People, I won. People kept trying to stop you. They were throwing rocks at you. You thought it was part of the game. They were just throwing empty beer bottles and rocks at you. Okay, so did you think about your recommendation?
Yeah.
What's your recommendation?
You should watch Cowboy Bebop.
Okay, just start at the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think if you don't like that, then I don't think you're going to like anime.
Oh boy. Do anime fans feel that way?
I don't know, but Cowboy Bebop's great.
Okay.
Like, that's the one that I'll recommend to somebody who doesn't watch anime is Cowboy Bebop.
You want to know my anime history?
What?
So I've seen...
Digimon,
like the first three seasons when I was a kid. I loved that. And then all of a sudden the people started digivolving and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, so I didn't dig that.
Fourth season, though.
I've watched four episodes of Case Closed.
Okay.
I watched one episode of Full Metal Alchemist and then the knight talked to the knight guy and he sounded like a little boy. And I...
Wait, what? He is.
I knew that. Okay. I learned that, but I went, I don't like that voice. I don't like that American voice actor, at
least. Watch the new one.
You're giving me two recommendations now. You're breaking the rules.
I'm just saying, Cowboy Bebop. If you don't like Cowboy Bebop, then I'm not going to be mad at you for not liking anime.
Okay, I'll give that a shot. My recommendation this week for you and anyone else, if you haven't seen it, watch John Mulaney's Comeback Kid.
It's that sounds familiar.
It's on Netflix. His special before that was New in Town. Also good if we're throwing out multiple fucking recommendations. I'm so mad.
They're two different ones, though. That's true. He gave me the same guy.
Yeah, but they're two different things. He tells different jokes. He's super funny. One of my favorite comedians. It's weird that we're like plugging.
Are there different jokes?
Yes.
Because I've watched like two Louis C.K. specials and he's had some of the same jokes.
Well, I like Louis C.K. Mm-hmm. A lot of his stuff is I fucking hate my kids and then I go
I fucking hate his kids too.
Yeah, his kids are dicks, but John Mulaney's good. I think you'll like him very much.
Okay.
So I'll give like three episodes of Cowboy Bebop a shot if you give that a shot. I think it's funny that we're like plugging stuff that's way more popular than us. Like anyone's gonna hear this and be like, Oh, I'll check out that very popular thing from this podcast that has 11 listeners. Yeah. Oh, boy.
I'm recommending it to you, not them.
Yeah. So say what you want to recommend to them. Say what you said to me.
JoJo's. Watch JoJo's.
And play their amazing games.
Eyes of Heaven's okay.
Is it really?
No.
Oh, my other anime history. I watched, what's that one with the wrestlers? Ultimate Wrestler?
Ultimate Muscle?
Ultimate Muscle.
Ultimate Muscle's great.
I watched that when it was on Fox for a little while, and I watched it.
What is the 4Kids one? They're really bad at dubbing stuff.
Yeah, that's the one I watched. It had Ham in it.
And Dick Dick Van Dick.
and I watched...
Because he's a deer.
Yes.
You get it?
I do. He is a deer man. I also read... I read one issue of... what do they call it? Santo Seiya? Santo Seiya!
Oh, Saint Seiya?
Yeah, there you go. I think I read it in Spanish.
Okay, you probably
Santo Seiya,
did.
Yeah, yeah.
Santo Seiya, yeah.
And then other than that, I once watched 45 seconds of Lupin the Third.
Dude, I love Lupin the Third.
Do you?
It's Lupin the Third.
Lupin?
The
but isn't
you know
it an
animated in
Is this
France?
The Mandela Effect?
Do you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't either.
But that's not too big of a deal, right?
Oh, no, it's just really cool.
Because it's like most American cartoons are colored and done in Korea.
Yeah.
So... I mean, if you have something from
and
Japan.
And some in Japan, too, I think, right? Isn't Transformer, wasn't that done in Japan?
Let's say, yeah, because I refuse to look it up and do any research.
I found it
like
weird that G.I. Joe was animated overseas, just because, you know.
He's so American.
Yeah.
What's your favorite episode of G.I. Joe?
The one where, oh, man, I know which one, too. The one where it's all about Snowblind.
Snowblind?
Yeah.
Who's Snowblind?
He's the skier guy, the guy that's all white and he has blind. Red hair. No, he has red hair. He has like a red beard and he's wearing goggles all the time and no one likes him because he's a skier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds boring.
Yeah.
My favorite one was when Cobra Commander was having a bachelor party and G.I. Joe crashed it And then they found a bunch of cocaine.
Move over, Cobra.
It's and then and then I think Snowblind came in and he did a little joke about how the cocaine was like snow.
Look, I'm making snow angels.
Yeah. And then next episode he was in rehab. Mm-hmm, so yeah.
That I was think that's good. The one that I was talking about. Like, yeah. He was in an igloo.
That makes sense. Because we watched those together because we were trapped under
an igloo made of cocaine.
Yes. And we were like, well, we just have one tablet and we have one thing to watch.
And I voted G.I. Joe, so fuck off.
Yeah. I voted for Seventh Heaven, and you said no, and you said it was because of your religious beliefs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which are much stronger than the show Seventh Heaven would ever lead anyone to believe. Okay, so, Jose, you got anything else?
No.
No. This was a slow week for news. Guys, we're out here. We're trying, right?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I feel like phoning it in, but yeah, I guess for the most part we are trying.
Now I want you to explain phoning it in, like this week.
Yeah, because I looked at the news and I'm like, man, we've talked about the Switch a lot. I don't know what else we can say about that.
I mean, I think since it's a developing thing, I'm cool with it. If we just kept coming with the same stuff.
Like, I want to see a new Mario game.
I mean, that, we talk about that every week.
Yeah. Well, we do get new Mario games, though. We got the Run one.
Yeah. I think we're constantly going to be talking about the Switch because that's what's going on. Once the Scorpio is coming out, we're going to be talking about the Scorpio every week. And neither of us even have an Xbox One.
I keep thinking to buy one.
Same here, because I'm like, I should just get rid of my 360 since most of it's backwards compatible. And then I'll just get the One, which you can find some days for like $70, which is absurd. That's an exaggeration.
Anything you're looking forward to?
This upcoming week?
Yeah.
So next week we have our Christmas special.
We do.
Yeah. We are going to record.
And we're going to go see Rogue One.
Oh, yeah. So we'll actually, the day we record will be after we see Rogue One. Again, we won't have any spoilers, but we'll bring our impressions of that. Maybe we'll talk about some Christmas memories. You have any gaming-related Christmas memories?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do actually a ton.
I'm actually...
And by a ton, I mean probably around six, but...
So, I'm happy with what we did today.
Yeah, I'm pretty cool with that.
But, hey guys, keep in mind, we don't control the news. One day we will.
Hmm.
And every week it will be about Jose. Pretty much just Jose, I guess. It'll just be news about what he's doing. It'll be a vlog. Turn on CNN.
Gonna
be, what's Jose up to?
It's going
to
be on my, it's just going to be on the TV. It's like, Obey, Jose.
Yeah.
It's just me.
And they put an accent over the E in Obey to be clever.
Obey.
Obey.
Jose. Obey Jose.
So I'm excited. I like I said, we did what we did with this episode. You should like it anyway. But I'm very excited. Next week, our Christmas episode. Next week after that, our New Year's episode. We're going to be recording on New Year's Eve, and then it'll come out, what?
We are?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because 24th, we'll record, and then, yeah, we record on Saturdays, if anyone cares. So next week is going to be the 24th, and then after that is the 31st.
Hmm.
So we'll be bringing in the new year at probably 10 a.m. So I'm excited for that. Maybe we'll talk about resolutions or something.
Can I bring eggnog to the podcast?
Yeah, we'll have eggnog here next week. You can hear us get frogs in our throats every 5 minutes. But it'll be good.
Yeah.
Guys, we're only getting better. It helps when the news is good, though.
Yeah.
But thank you for listening. This was episode 3 of 2-Bit. Follow us on Instagram. At 2-Bit Podcast. That's the number 2. Jose's running that now.
Yes.
And he's going to post some stuff today, probably.
Yeah, probably. I'm going to take a picture of you, Scott.
Follow us on Twitter at 2-Bit Podcast as well. Yeah, we got the corner. Wait, we cornered the market.
You know it.
On at 2-Bit Podcast, which was apparently not taken anywhere. Occasionally that tweets out. Don't worry, we have like 10 followers. Maybe you should follow us there. Send us emails, questions, comments, concerns, anime recommendations to 2bitpod@gmail.com. Again, the number 2. All these have the number 2 in them, so I don't have to say that all the time. And then rate, review, and share us. Go to iTunes. Give us 5 stars if you think it's worth it. Please don't be mean. Or if you want to be mean, give us 5 stars and then be mean. And then Jose will read it on the podcast.
Gotta give us something to read.
Yeah, so go ahead, give us 5 stars, and then call me a piece of shit.
Oh my god.
And tell me to die. And no, Jose will read it. So that's, and then, like I said, share us with your friends. Tell them, hey, I like this thing. Maybe you should too, because that'll help us get the word out. And let them know every week it gets a little bit better. So, thank you guys for listening. I've been Scott Petty.
I'm Jose Merguia. I'm still going to be Jose Merguia 2 after this.
I'm going to be Jose Merguia 1 after this.
Oh my god.
Yeah, bitch. No. Goodbye.
Bye, babies. So his name's Dick Dick Van Dick, like the deer.